it's for family occasions all about. Andy Bourne, great to meet you here after Leitrim's winning the Tailteann Cup. Family occasion here, you've got your own son with you as well. So tell me, what does the win mean for you?
I think the Tailteann Cup has given us 3-4 weeks more training, John, which has been just brilliant. We've started with 36 against in London. We still have 36 in the squad, which is brilliant. It just shows the commitment. You see the boys here behind us running. And when we play football like we played in the first half, we're a really good team. Unfortunately, yeah. when it goes a bit wrong for us. But there, it's lovely to have things to improve. I said after the Galway game, people were on about, oh, we got well bet. We competed for 25 minutes. When was the last time we seen Leitrim competing for 25 minutes? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was a huge, huge effort for us. We did really well today. Very proud of the boys. Even the boys that are running here, just great lads. And it's great to have another round, isn't it?
And when we've seen some of the names that was missing and then the changes that you have to make at the start of the game, maybe people were getting worried. But you, as you mentioned here in the interview, you had the confidence and the strength and depth of the squad. And that's something I know from speaking to you early on in the year that you were keen to build up.
Yeah, I think like if you look at the changes, so we have players like Jack Heslin, and Jack Heslin hasn't played for since 2019. It takes a while. You can't just leave county football and come back in and expect to be ready. You see, he got 55 minutes there tonight, today. Really, really good. Our backline, I have to compliment Conor Reynolds. I have to compliment Shane Moore. Joe, really good players. You see Jory Reynolds coming on there. He's seen a bit of the black light himself there after 20 minutes. We nearly had to take him off again. But he had a score, he had an assist. He links up really well with Byrne. And even Keith, getting Keith back on the pitch today was brilliant for us. And it's lovely to see that.
Defensively, you were very solid. And in fairness too, to Binnie Flynn, as the game went on, you know, when the chips were down in the second half, his kickouts there, you were finding targets time after time.
I thought he was brilliant. Mm-hmm. I thought he was brilliant. I think that's Benny's best game for us as a management team. Even the ball he kicks out to Donald Rinn, when Donald flicks it on for Jack in the first half, that's on a point. Like if you're a golfer, that's right on the point where we needed him to kick it, and it's a brilliant little move. And the lads came up with that themselves, and the way they went, you know, and it worked really well, and we nearly got a goal out of it. I'd be very disappointed with our inconsistency throughout the game. Like we were brilliant there for 30, 35, maybe even 40 minutes, but the second half we just wanted the finish line to come. We want a team that wants to drive through that finish line. We're not there yet, but I think we're getting there.
Was that maybe a sign of nerves, that the lads knew they had a big lead, that the finishing line was in sight?
Really hot day. Mm-hmm. I think a team is always going to get a period. If we didn't concede the goal, I think it would have been still comfortable, but we concede a goal and it comes that way. Now, we had a massive amount of goal chances ourselves, 5 or 6 goal chances ourselves. If we take any of them, we're away. But listen, it's the way it goes. We'd be disappointed with it, but we'd be happy with the way we played over a long stretch, and it was enough to win the game today.
And the two goals that you scored, the build up play, I thought was excellent for that. And I touched on it a couple of moments ago in an interview, Devon Sweeney. Reardon O'Rourke chased what looked like a lost ball to come back inside and to square it eventually for the Heslin goal. That was fantastic to watch.
Isn't it lovely to see? And like Reardon, Reardon is a scorer. He wants to score points. He didn't score today, but he's a few assists, really strongly involved in a couple of other scores, which people don't see. But I'm delighted he's seen that. Like, it was brilliant. He did another one there for a dead ball. I think Keith kicked it free. Reardon turns, gives it to Devon Sweeney, who was the last play of the game. So there was good performances right through. But we just want to build it over 70, 75 minutes. And if we get there, I think this team can be a really good team.
And finally, of course, the games are going to be coming fast and furious. The draw now is taking place on Monday. McGinn, it'll be a team from the Northern section. You know, you've got maybe the likes of Sligo, London in there. Cavan, I think we're going fairly well too. So, you know, it's going to be a tough one, no matter who you play. Long for Fermanagh. There's no easy games from here on in. There was never easy games from the start.
No, and I think what's really good about us today, Antrim turned us over last year. We go and turn them over today. It shows that we're progressing. It shows that we're getting better. They're a Division 3 side, and comfortable Division 3. You know, they weren't hanging around the bottom of Division 3. They were going for promotion. So it shows where we can get to if we believe in the project. But next day, it's great to be in a draw.
Absolutely.
Right. Like, I think Keith, I was talking to Keith Byrne before the game, and he said, I think it's the first time we've played in Porkshaw without a wind.
Yeah.
Joe, that's it. We want to play in the summer football. It's not perfect. It's not perfect, but it's a start, and it's given us a month extra training. It gives us now another week training right into the month of June. How great is that for Leitrim?
And finally, maybe a national headline before you finish, a glowing endorsement for you for the Tailteann Cup so far.
I think I would say that, yeah. Like, it's not perfect. Definitely the round robin stage, like Antrim go home today, they don't get another game after two championship defeats. That's not perfect. When it gets to a 3-game round robin, I think it's going to be a brilliant, brilliant tournament. I genuinely think it is, and like, it's going to bring teams on. If you think about it, John, if we lost to Galway 3 weeks ago and we went away and we didn't meet the boys again till October, November, December time, like, how are we going to catch the big boys? Now all of a sudden we're playing into June. We might play longer than Joe, the Mayos, the Monaghans, these guys. Isn't that brilliant? Absolutely. You know, isn't that exciting? So, fingers crossed we can keep going.
Well, long may it last. Well done
today.
Thank you. Congratulations. Well done, Andy. How are you?